Of course it would be a dark and stormy night. Actually, it's been a dark and stormy week. Hurricane Leslie hit New Orleans like a hammer. Parts of the city are flooded. Only an insane person would be out in this rain. Hi, I'm Sarah Bennett, and this is a special, certifiably insane live broadcast of the Supernatural Skeptic's Guide to New Orleans. I stand on the porch of LaRouche House, a mansion haunted by the ghost of a slave owner who compelled a family of four to murder. In moments, I will enter the house and prove it's haunted all right by mental illness and family trauma. That is, if this key fits. You have no idea what I had to go through to get... Okay. No turning back now. The spooky house tour is now open for business. I now step across the threshold and enter LaRouche House. I'm the first to stand inside these walls in 20 years. People avoid LaRouche House like a plague, claiming it has a dark energy. Even teenagers don't dare to dare each other to ring the doorbell. An entire city held hostage by collective fear. I could write a book. Aside from cobwebs and about 2 decades worth of dust, the house is held up remarkably well. Though I could do without the smell. Ugh, it's like rotting leaves and digested wood. Must be the mold. Okay. I walk through the foyer, past the double staircase, and move into the dining room where the Brills were arrested. What does a family who killed a dozen people talk about over dinner? Dad's new butcher knife? How much fun the kids had during last week's murder sesh? I enter the kitchen, move my hand along the wall, pressing, searching. Now, I've cross-referenced the original blueprints with the construction records, and it should be right about... Ooh, here! Hell yeah! Sorry, I got a little excited. Okay, just opened a panel in the wall, and there's an entrance to a hidden passageways that were designed so that people he kept as slaves could move sight unseen. Ooh, the passageway is pitch black. Now my rational mind knows what waits inside, but the primitive part of me is screaming to run away. Okay, you know what we do in times of fear? Fire up our flashlight, go through the scary door. My shoulders brush the walls. I approach a doorway which leads to a chamber that doubled as a workroom and sleeping quarters. Oh, yeah. It is hot in here. It's cramped. I can't imagine how human beings were expected to live under these conditions. Can't imagine LaRouche cared. New Orleans is preoccupied with ghosts and vampires, but men like LaRouche? They're the monsters no one likes to talk about. Well, a dozen bunks line the walls. The same bunks where the Brills laid their victims' mutilated bodies. All right, skeptics, let's get skeptical. Now let's say the ghost of Quentin LaRouche truly existed, right? Why didn't the Brills move? Instead, they hung their victim's skins like yesterday's laundry. That's not supernatural influence, that's classic schizophrenia. Repressed desires manifesting as external voices. Let's keep moving. Send a rickety wooden staircase leading to the second floor. There's another panel up at the top. Opening it should take me to... the master bedroom, where Quentin LaRouche was slaughtered. Where his ghost first appeared to Susan Brill. Susan spread her delusion to her husband, then to her children. Oh, the air in here is stale. Void of life. Cold. Alright. Now head into the hallway, approaching the twins' room. Wow. It looks as if it did 20 years ago. One half painted blue, decked out in posters of space shuttles and sports cars. The other side pink, covered in drawings of cartoon princesses. Huh. This looks interesting. My God. You know, I always regarded the twins as mini maniacs, but I never once saw them for what they really were. Victims. You know, it's one thing for an adult to descend into madness, but to drag their children down with them. God. It's a blessing their names were never revealed. I hope wherever they are, they found peace. Okay. I walk across the upstairs hallway. Walls are red. Bear. Maybe I'm just imagining the taste of iron? Though it is said that LaRouche painted his walls with blood. I don't see a single family photo anywhere. Did the Brills take them down out of shame? And there's another thing I don't see. Any hint of LaRouche's secret torture chamber. Perhaps it doesn't actually exist. Which wouldn't come as a surprise, or...
Crap! The door!
Personal note, in a major storm, lock the 140-year-old door behind you. Hmm? What was that?
Hey! Who's back there?
Probably some homeless guy.
If you need a place to ride out the storm, I know a shelter a few blocks away. My van's outside. I could... Hey, man. You okay? You don't look so good. What's wrong with your face? What happened to you?
Oh! My God!